President Bush will mark the start of the new year at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. 1 year ago today, he was preparing to take office, a president-elect with no mandate given the closeness and controversy of the 2000 election. He ends the year as a president overseeing the war on terrorism. President Bush has been given record-high approval ratings in the 85% to 90% range as Americans applaud his handling of the job. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
This was a president who took office aggressively pushing a mostly domestic agenda.
Yes, there were questions right off the bat about how this president would govern, what sort of policies he would pursue given the closeness of the election and the divisions within the American public about him. His approach was to present largely a domestic agenda and to act as though he did have a mandate. And one of the main items he pushed right from the beginning was something he campaigned on, the idea that taxes were too high, that the presence of a government surplus meant the government was collecting too much money. And he went out on the road to city after city, and he held campaign-style rally after campaign-style rally to try to pressure Congress to support the idea. And each stop he made was just like this one in Nebraska.
The surplus is not the government's money. The surplus is the people's money. And I'm here to ask you to join me in making that case to any federal official you can find.
I can't tell you how many times I heard that exact speech this year. Ultimately, he did get the tax cut passed. He picked up a few Democrats in the Senate. He was helped, of course, by the fact that at the time, Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate. The situation there has, of course, changed. There were other big issues that occupied his time during those first 8 months. He pushed for education reform, made a decision to allow limited stem cell research, and pushed for oil drilling in Alaska, and called for a new national energy policy. All of that was on the list.
Then came the terrorist attacks. Describe the change at the White House after September 11th.
The White House itself, people there admit that it changed everything. And the president himself, in the days following, said people should make no mistake about it. This was now the focus of this administration. Here's the president in a speech that he won very high reviews for to a joint meeting of the Congress.
Tonight, we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
And Bob, that speech is one that we've heard some variation of over and over, seemingly almost every day since September 11th, as the war effort now continues.
How has the perception of President Bush around the world changed since the terrorist attacks?
There were a lot of questions about him early on. There were charges around the world that the U.S. was going it alone on a lot of issues. He said the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty wouldn't work, and the U.S. Walked away from that. He was calling for a missile defense shield and was criticized by that around the world. But since then, while some of those other concerns may still exist, he has been successful at building a huge coalition to bring many nations together in this fight against terrorism. And he does seem to be much, much more highly regarded now than he was in the days before September 11th.
And 2002?
A lot of these things are still hanging. Obviously, the search for Osama bin Laden goes on. The war effort will proceed. They have important decisions to make about where it goes next. But right along with that, the president has to be worried about the economy, which officially entered a recession in these past couple of months. There are questions about how long it will take to come out of it. But he has to address that, and he has to balance those things and do all of it in a congressional election year. The fate of the Senate hangs in the balance next year, and that will affect his long-term prospects as president as well.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.